So it says like this. So we're just doing the Rosh. Okay, the Rosh brings down Rabbeinu Tam. Okay? So he says like this. It's, again, it's on Kufchav Gimel Mabez in the left column. Okay, in the left column, about 10, 15 lines from the bottom. It says, Uma Shechilku the Mabea Brachos, and that which they, okay, so the Mashachokum Abe Brachos, Yeshmiyam Shetignu Baal, Yeshmiyam Shetignu Baalamid. So this distinction, certain Brachos are with the Al, certain with the Lamid, Rabbeinu Tam Zal Hayunas in Tamadavar. So Rabbeinu Tam gave an explanation. The Kol Mitzvos de Naasos Miyar, all mitzvos which are done immediately, Shayach Levar Chaleim Al. So then you say Al. Kigon Al Mikra Megillah, Al Tvila. Right, immediately, done immediately. Reading the Megillah is done immediately. Tefillah, going in the mikvah, is done immediately. Al Tizdaim is done immediately. Al Frashas Truma, separating Truma, tithes immediately. Al Chaz Matzah immediately. Al Chaz Maror immediately. Aval, but, Laniach Tefillin, but to put on Tefillin, right, Ulasati Petzitzis, putting on Tzitzis, and relationship with Sukkah, sitting in Sukkah, Yesh Bahen Shihoi. They have a delay, a waiting. And the language implies this. Lihios me'utar b'tfilin. It says lihaniach tfilin, to put on. You don't say on, but you say to, because it implies to be like crowned with tfilin. Lihios atof b'tzitzis, and to be enwrapped with tzitzis, v'leishev b'sukkah, and to dwell in the sukkah, le'echol u'letayel kol hayom, to eat and to hang out, all day long. Okay, so there's a delay again. So the Rosh is saying, if the mitzvah happens immediately, then you say al, just an action immediately, then you say al. But if it has a delay, then you say leh. Like wearing tefillin is an extended wearing. Wearing talis is an extended wearing. Living in the sukkah is an extended living. Okay? Lahadlik ner chanukah, yeshihoi mitzvah. And lighting ner chanukah, also there's an extension. The candle has to last from the time of shkia all the way up until the time of sunset, all the way up until people are off the streets. V'chein l'shmol kol shofar, right? Here in the shofar, yeshihoi la'afsaka bein ha'tekios, because there's the breaks for the gaps in between the tekios. The ikar mitzvah shofar, I'll say the brachos, because the real mitzvah is during the tefillah. During tefillah, so you have a shofar, then you wait for a few brachos. Say some davening, and then you do the shofar again, and then you have daven, and then you do the shofar again, so it's extended. Right? So in other words, whenever you sing, is whenever you have an extended mitzvah somehow, then you say leh. Okay, because le implies too extended, to something, to... It's not clear how it implies it, but it's just to wear tefillin. And you have tefillin means to put on tefillin. That's what it literally means, to place tefillin. They're saying it means to be crowned with tefillin. It doesn't exactly say that, but he's saying le implies an extended thing. But when the mitzvah is immediate, right, when the mitzvah is immediate...
The
Kiyam HaMitzvah, I guess, comes about immediately. It doesn't mean there's a gap in between the bracha and the, when you act, but I guess it means the Kiyam takes place immediately. But it's not so clear, because what about Mikra Megillah? Mikra Megillah takes place instantly, and Mikra Megillah takes a long time, reading the Megillah. But you're saying there's no, like, gaps. It's like, I don't know, I guess to explain what it means.
Yeah.
But Mikra Megillah, you can argue, is pretty long.
And are you, even if you didn't...
Okay, and then he says, oh yes. Again, I think the best way here is let's hear him out, and then we'll try to unify what he's saying. But more information, it could only be helpful. So he says, Uma she'in mevarchan al kriyas ha'alel, she'in mevarchan al kriyas ha'alel, v'anu mevarchan al mikra megillah. Right, so the question is like this. Is by megillah, we make the bracha that implies instantaneously. But by ha'alel, you say... Le'kro es ha'alel. How do we say it? Le'kro es ha'alel. So le. So why is reading the Hallel an extended mitzvah, but reading the Megillah is an instantaneous mitzvah? Right? He says, because...
Is the Rush saying this or Rabbeinu Tam?
This is the Rush. You'll see. This is the Rush paraphrasing. This whole thing is the Rush paraphrasing Rabbeinu Tam. That's why they photocopied the Rabbeinu Tam's Lashon himself. But this is the Rush talking. For Rabbeinu Tam, though. It's all for Rabbeinu Tam.
Okay.
So he says, but you'll see, it's funny. One of the things the Rush explains to Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Tam himself explains differently. So I don't know. I'm not sure. Maybe the Rush didn't see Rabbeinu Tam. Maybe he just heard him quote it and he's just working it out. You'll see. Right, so he says, what's the difference? He says, time fish according to the Megillah below Hasek. When you read the Megillah, in general, you read it without any breaks. There are no gaps. But by Hallel, let's say the Shil Tzibur reads it, and then the Tzibur responds back, whatever, so it's like, it's kind of gaps back and forth. You don't just go contiguous. Like in Megillah, the one guy reads the whole thing. Right? Aye, we do read it. Why is the minhag that we read Ishihudi Hayabushana Vira or whatever? I think they asked that. I think I've never seen that. Someone asked that. But actually someone addressed that, but let's leave that for now. But he's saying is he's like, yeah, right, I'm saying shame up too. They're just reading exactly what's in it. That's what the Kovan Sana wants to say. He's saying this because he's saying basically you repeat a hodu. Oh, that's what he's saying. He says that in the Megillah, you're just reading the Pasuk as it's written. You're just repeat reading it. Ishiyudi, Ishiyudi. It's not a gap. You're just saying the same Pasuk. But he's saying is in Hallel, you say, Hodul Hashem Kitov Kilon Chasto four times. And out of order. It's not like, so he says, Yom HaYisrael Kilon Chasto. So we respond, Hodul Hashem Kitov. That's not in tail. If you read it, you're not going to see Hodul repeated there. So you see, we're just interjecting our own little things here.
But
so he says, so that's like
hollow.
A gap. What?
It's Hallel.
That's Hallel.
Hallel, okay. That's Hallel. So.
But it's Kriyas Hallel, and Kriya means reading Hallel, and reading Hallel where we have gaps, because it's not really part of the reading of the Hallel. Hallel comes from the Psukim. And Hallel's, Hallel is like skipping. Like you say, you're skipping Hallel. Why are you skipping? Because Hallel is Prakim into Elim, it's straight. And you're skipping certain Prakim. So it is. There is an idea of like Hallel being a contiguous block. But that's what he's saying. So he says that there, in Hallel, you're skipping, and Megillah, you're not. There's no breaks. So therefore, in Hallel, it's like delayed, shihoi, but in Megillah, it's not. There's no shihoi. There's no break. It's instantaneous. Okay? Fine. But, oh, the Marine of Pesachim, the Eker Kriyas Hal Tignun V'yem Rishon Lekrosal Kol Tzara Shota Val Tzibar. L'chshiyiglu Gomes Hallel. He says, also, the main halacha of Hallel is not like what we do. The main halacha is that the Nevi'im said whenever something... some tsar, something happens, or Klai Yisrael is in a desperate time, and then it doesn't happen, and they're redeemed, so immediately you say Hallel. Okay, and therefore, Shaykh Wehad Lishna, Likros is a Hallel. Therefore, the language Likros, to read, Le, is appropriate. The Komet Shein Chova Tamid Lo Shaykh Wehal. Because any mitzvah that it's not always appropriate, it's kind of from time to time, at random times, you can't say Al, you can't say On. Because that's a side point, we'll take that up later. It's not really on the delay or not delay. He's saying there's another reason why al can't be used by a mitzvah. That's kind of from time to time. Fine, leave that alone. Okay, umash marchal nachniso. So by bris milah, is that instantaneous or that's delay? Instantaneous, right? Al. So that's why you say al milah. But what do you mean? But we say lachniso. There's two brachas on milah. Right, there's a bracha, like nowadays the mole makes alamil, and then the father says, Achnisa brisa, to bring us into, to enter us, to enter into, you commanded us to enter us into the brisa of Avram. Right? So why do you say le, but that's not a delay, that's also instantaneous.
No, but same way as sukkah.
No, but it's instantaneous.
Always in the bris.
Well, you're not doing, I mean, the mitzvah, it's talking about bris mila, it's bracha on bris mila though, it's not like you're doing anything...
According to that, you say,
probably tefillin and sukkah. No, tefillin, you're actually doing the mitzvah. You're actually continually wearing them. Well, achnis v'shalom avinu doesn't mean to, like, whatever. It means to do bris milah. That's how you're... How do you bring him into the bris? Through doing bris milah.
No, because he still has the bris. I guess
he's
not doing it. I don't know.
Okay. So he says... So he addresses the issue, though.
Okay.
He says, mishun debrozu l'niskin l'gamri al mitzvah zu. It's not really brachas a mitzvah. It's not really on this mitzvah. Teda, the hamavracha nosa lachanu, you make it after mila. Usually you say bracha before, over lasilson, before mitzvah. Here you make it after. It's machlokas. We make it before. He says, Ella niskna lo odos al halos of Echad Kadosh Baruch Hu shetziva lasos mitzvah b'chol parshas al yodena. So basically, I think the simple way of saying is, it's not really a berachas ma'isa mitzvah. It's not a bracha on the action, but it's a berachas shavach, giving praise to God for giving us this mitzvah. And that doesn't follow this principle of al and le. That's a different type of thing. So again, that's also a side point. Let's leave that. Again, I'm reading through the whole thing, so now, I just want to get the points that are related to his main theory. I mean, there's side points, there's his main theory. So I think you want to get all the information which is related to his main theory, and the side points we have to take up later. Right, so by tefillin, so he's saying, as we say, al mitzvah lehaniach, because it's delay, right? Yeah, but that's on the shel yad, on the shel rosh, he's saying al mitzvahs. And al mitzvahs, he's saying, is an instantaneous mitzvah. He says, the reason why, mishum delo ratzuchom l'sagin shtei brachazu achazu v'mitzvah achas shavos. You don't want to have two brachas back to back, the exact same bracha, on the shel lehaniach, lehaniach. You don't want to say the same bracha twice on the same, one shel yad, shel rosh. So they wanted to have two different brachos. The tignu b'shel rosh al mitzvah sheyigmar mitzvah. So they said al on the shel rosh and le on the shel yad, because the shel rosh is the end of the mitzvah. So the end of the mitzvah, I guess, somehow has an implication of immediate, because that's like where you're completing the mitzvah, even though it really continues because you're still wearing it. But somehow the end of the mitzvah gets the al and the beginning of the mitzvah gets the le. So that's like, because you can't have them the same. No, the beginning is the one that implies the shihoi, the extension. Because it's like you're beginning it and there's more to come. But the last one, which is the end, so you say al. Something like that. Okay, so let's read here. So I mean, the question is, what's his theory, right? What's the difference between the mitzvah? So let's read. I mean, I think in general, especially because the Rosh is quoting Rabbeinu Tam, it's kind of explaining him, it's good to see the source itself. I mean, in general, it's always good to see. You have a Rishon, it's not talking that much. Like, it's very, the idea itself is always very little. I mean, the Ran is a little more talkative. You're just saying, is this miyad or the shiyoi? Right, and then he just jumps right to the cases. Immediate or the delay? So, I mean, it would be nice if we see a little more talking. So, Rabbeinu Tam himself actually wrote about this. He's quoting Rabbeinu Tam, but not in Tosas. It's in a book which Rabbeinu Tam wrote called Sefer Yashar. Okay? And in that book, so we have here a photocopy, I don't know whoever has it or whatever, but it's different volumes, but in Simon Shin Mem. Okay, there's one we have in Yeshiva, Shin Mem. So I'll read it. It's a short little piece. I mean, he has a bunch of pieces, but short. So he says, V'hilksa al b'yachamet. So he's on our Gemara, which concludes that on b'yachamet you say al. And the question was, remember, al and le both imply the future. So why is the Gemara concluding that you should say al? Right? Maybe you should say le. Right? So Rashi said it means al or le, whichever one. Right? There are different approaches of why it says specifically al. So he says, even though everyone agrees le would be good, al biyar al deflay tvei, al is better. Because the doing of biyar, of the bedika, is the end of the mitzvah. The kivan shebad like achshav, because once you search it, shuv in shuv achshav levdok, you don't have to do anything else, you don't do it again. You have to do bedika 10 times, you just do bedika once and you're done. So therefore, that's it. That's the end. Keep going. Mila, like mila, shchita, Kikisei Adam, covering the blood, and Tikiya Shofar, and Pidgeon Aben, Vitzvilas Kalim, and Tilsidayim, the Mikra Megillah, Vachilas Marah, Vafrashas Chalav, Vafrashas Meiser. So all these mitzvahs are instantaneous. 20 has Shofar in there, right? Because in the Rosh, he said Shofar or not, right? He said Shofar, there's an extension because it's with the brachos, and therefore it goes over, it takes a long time. Okay? I'll call Elu Kiyotibahem, Mevarchal Al. Okay, because we don't say al shofar, we say lishma al shofar, whatever. The kivon shel so pam achas, because once you do them one time, shuv eino chayv lachzor bo l'haruch mitzvasan. You no longer have to return to it and to extend the mitzvah. Aval shar mitzvos, but other mitzvos she'ein lahem hafsek, which don't have a stop. The kol shel chayv l'sasek ba, because you're always obligated to involve yourself in it. You go on Torah, tefillin, like Torah. Like Torah is, it's not an action. Learning Torah, it's not an action. It's a whole involvement that keeps going forever, right? So you say la'asok with the resora, lo, right? Extension la'asok. Involve yourself. Tefillin also is a continual thing. You don't just wear it once, take it off, that's it. So keep going, keep wearing it. Tzitzis, sukkah. Right? You don't just eat in the sukkah and then walk out. Keep doing it. Everything should be in the sukkah. Mila. Umila lachnisa bevriso, right? And by Mila, to bring him into the breast, that could be like, I know you're right, again, Randy, is by Mila, he's not saying anything, because in Mila, like, the action of Mila is instantaneous, but to bring your kid in the breast is a lifelong process. It's not just a, you know, an instantaneous thing. So, I mean, it's true that Bris Mila sets it off, but the Bris Avraham is a whole life, is a whole lifestyle, something like that. Fine, but kulam v'rachleim b'leh. Right? I be ner Chanukah, afagav d'yeshlan hafsek. Right? But what about ner Chanukah? Because, see, this is interesting, but because the problem is that by ner Chanukah, we hold that once you light the candle, that's it, you're outside. Even if it blows out. So there's no delay. There is no delay. And that's the question, if it blows out, you have to relight it. So if you say you have to relight it, so basically then you say you have to continually be involved in it, and then I understand why you'd say let. But we don't hold that. We hold that you really light it, and that's it. Even if it blows out in the wind, the second later, that's it. You don't relight it. You already did the mitzvah. It's an action. Instantaneous. So that's a question. He says, no. Yishlam zman, shetzor shev ha-shemen, liyos delekes, v'tishkeh ha-deshorim ha-shak. Yom lo nasa liyotza. He says, but afgav dekoz ein zlokula, mitzvah tzarech. So he says, you still have to put in enough oil for it to last for the entire time, for whatever, however long. The original lighting. So even though your action is an action, but it has to have enough oil that it will last for a long time. And even though it blows out, but still, if you only put in oil to last for 10 minutes, you haven't done the mitzvah. So it's true that if it goes out, you don't have to relight it, but still in all, if you have to put in that amount of oil. Which still doesn't exactly answer the question, because you say, yeah, but bottom line is you did it instantaneously. It's not really a delay. The Ramban doesn't like this. I mean, the Ramban talks about this, right? He doesn't like that answer. I mean, it's a little bit forced, but you have to explain it. But I mean, in tefillin, you're just saying is that when you talk between your two tefillins, so then you have to make a second bracha on the shalrosh, al. And he says, that's why you say al. It's not clear what he means. He doesn't explain that one, but we have to figure that one out. So let's leave that to go for now. Okay, so the question is, what's his theory? What's his idea of these two different classes of mitzvah somehow? These things where there's a delay, when there's instantaneous. And I guess it would be nice if we could explain a little bit this le and al. I mean, one could argue the opposite, sounds like. Command does on the mitzvah means on the old mitzvah, and it's a long, drawn-out mitzvah. But if he commanded us to do this, it implies that it's an action, instantaneous. Right? I mean, how does le... Right? How does le imply like an extended idea? I mean, it just sounds like you're just making that up, you know? What does that mean to do with it? Okay, so I'm thinking also similar to, I guess, what Danny and Yehuda are saying. What Danny and Ken and Yehuda and Matt. But, with the mitzvahs, there's two kinds of mitzvahs. I mean, brachos are always on maisa mitzvah, right? I mean, if you have a mitzvah that doesn't have a maisa, if you'd have one, I don't know, I'm sure you come up with one, but you don't have a bracha. So brachos are always tied to maisa mitzvah. Yedias Hashem, right? There's no maisa mitzvah, knowing, knowledge. There's no maisa mitzvah. Brachos on a maisa mitzvah. But when you have a maisa mitzvah, certain times, the action of the mitzvah is the very objective, is the kiyam. Kiyam mitzvah it coincides with the action. Coincides with action, like eating matzah. To eat matzah, that's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to do the action of eating matzah. Period. Okay? The action is the kiyam of the mitzvah, the essence, the fulfillment of the mitzvah, is that you have done this action. Okay? Other times, the action is, so to speak, a means. The real mitzvah is like a certain state, a certain involvement, something to that effect. Like a certain, like let's say a certain state of wearing tefillin, a certain state of being of wearing tallis. And the role of the action is that it initiates the state. Okay? So the action is, the action involved, the actions are involved in the thing. But they like concretize the state. But the mitzvah is really larger than the action itself. And the action is just that which begins it, and it's maybe like a concrete expression of the state. But it's not, the mitzvah itself is not really the maisa. It's not really the action. like putting on tefillin. There's no, it's not a mitzvah to put on tefillin. It's not really a mitzvah to put on tzitzis. It's not a mitzvah to sit in the sukkah. These are continual involvements. The mitzvahs are a state. The person to be wearing tefillin. Person to be wearing talis. Person to be living in the sukkah. Now, yeah, you do these things through certain actions. You put on the talis. Put on tefillin. You sit in the sukkah. But it's really the mitzvahs are states, like a certain hisaskas, the mitzvah is an involvement of the person in a certain area. And the maisa, the role of the maisa, is really like, it's almost like it's like something concrete to tie the bracha to. A state is like amorphous. You can't make a bracha on a state. So the action is a concrete expression. Either it begins it, or it's like in tefillin it begins it. But in sukkah it doesn't necessarily begin it, but it's a concrete expression of your dwelling in the sukkah. Because again, a mitzvah bracha has to fall upon a concrete maisa, something concrete. But the mitzvah can be a state. So the role then of the bracha should reflect that it's not just. So it could be, he means, I don't know exactly, but it could be he says le is like, it shows like it's to do so. It's not just, I don't know exactly, he means there's a certain idea of like, it's like a certain extended human activity. It's not just like on this thing, like al achilas matzah, on this right here. It's on this, but like, and it's commanding us to do something. It's implying like it's a more like looser. It's commanded the person to do so and so. Okay, to be.
Doesn't that do anything? Focus more on the action.
Okay, so the question again about the lashon. No, so I think the idea is like this. It's like let's say you'll say by a sukkah. So the mitzvah is like, what is the mitzvah by sukkah? To dwell. But what kind of an action is dwell? I mean, what is that? Where is this dwelling? I mean, dwelling is like a human involvement. Dwelling isn't action A or action B or action C or action D. It's the totality of the human experience of dwelling. Okay, without like making recourse to like a human being, you can't just point to an action. This is dwelling. Whereas you need like it's a certain type of a human involvement. There's a hisaskas, like to learn Torah. Learn Torah isn't just an action. It's not concrete. It's the mitzvah comes about through the gavra and through his involvement. In learning Torah, okay. I mean, it is an act. It could have an action, but the mitzvah can't be encompassed by a mechanical form of an action. But it involves a human being's involvement in a certain mitzvah. So when it's a fixed, delineated maisa, an action, matzah is fixed. Al achilas matzah, on this exact discrete action. But when you want to talk about a mitzvah which goes beyond a discrete action, but it involves a human involvement, so you talk about the le means to do something. You bring into play the person's involvement. As le, you're describing the person commanded us to do something. You're describing the person's involvement in doing it, as opposed to when you say al, you're treating the action as a chafza. You're treating the action as like from a external perspective. You're referring to it as like a fixed mobile, you know, fixed thing. But le is like more dynamic. Commanded us to the human being to do so and so. So that lends itself to a more extended idea. We say it's a more extended category. So say whenever the mitzvah is for the gavra to have a certain involvement, so then you want to express that through the bracha. For us to be involved in a certain type of mitzvah, there's an involvement. And it's true there's an action, but the mitzvah is not just the action per se. It's a certain involvement to which this action is one expression of. But when the action itself is, this action embodies the entirety of the mitzvah, then you say, al achilas matzah, al whatever, al achilas lulav, al, you know, whatever the case is. When the mitzvah is encompassed by this action, then you say, And the mitzvah extends beyond it. It's a shihoi. There's a delay in the mitzvah. It means it's not just... So your delay means you can't just embody and compass it in an action. Now, if there's a delay, so what's the unification of this delayed, all these delays? How do you unify them? Through the gavra. So this askas of the involvement of the gavra unifies all these things which are delayed and split up, are mitzurafim, they're joined together through the person's involvement. So when there's a delay, the mitzvah, the unification of all this, all these different parts of the thing which are separated by delay, and the whole day, you're learning Torah, I learn Torah now, and then I take a break, and then I learn now. So the gavra is a lasak with the Torah. So it's not an action, it keeps going and starting and stopping and starting and stopping, because that's the mitzvah. The gavra is a gavra who wears tefillin. So you take small, but it's all one mitzvah of involving yourself in wearing tefillin. It's a lit, it talks to that. So I guess we have to look into these examples, but in general, that's what we really look for, is when the Maisa mitzvah, where the whole kiyum is embodied in what you're about to do, in this action, then that's it. You do it, and like I said, it's like by VR, vidika. Once you search your house, you don't have to do it again. That's it. This action right here, this is Bir Chametz. I'll Bir Chametz on this very thing that I'm about to do. The fact that it takes 10 minutes or it takes 5 hours doesn't matter. Purifying, checking my whole house may take 5 hours. But this 5-hour checking, this is it. This is, again, it's nothing to do with how long the action takes. You have longer actions and you have shorter actions. Reading the Megillah may take a long time, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how long the action takes. Eating matzah may take whatever, certain actions may take a second. It's not how long the action takes, but it's embodied, it's encompassed. The whole mitzvah is an action. Okay, this action is the mitzvah. But he says, like for instance, the other ones, he says, once you do it once, that's it. You don't have to go back, you don't have to extend. But by mitzvahs, where don't have a stop, you're always, constantly, continually chayav to be involved in it. So then you say let. So the saying is, if that means the action does not embody, encompass the entire mitzvah, then it's a let. Okay, because the question, what's the role of the action? The role of the action, that is the mitzvah? Or is it just an expression of the larger mitzvah? By the way, it's interesting. I think I mentioned this, but Ramban says, I think the Ramban, talking about the Rebbeinu Tam, he says, because notice this whole distinction of the shihoi or no shihoi, the Gemara doesn't ever, our Gemara was the only one who discusses this whole type of thing. It doesn't discuss anything like that. It discusses whether you're chayiv or someone else's chayiv, the father or the moel. So the future and past. It doesn't say anything about delays or instantaneous. The Rebbeinu Tam is just making it up. And that's what the Ramban says. He says, the Rebbeinu Tam is just making up a thing here. See, the Ran was sticking to that. Right? Are you chayiv or could you use a shliach? I mean, those things were in the Gemara, at least, you know? So he worked it out in past and future. That was in the Gemara. That was all his theory, you know? And you'll see the Rambam's theory also relates to you being chayiv or someone else. The Riva also. But Rebbeinu Tam just, like, came up with his new idea. You know, which isn't anywhere. It's just, you know, so that's the Ramban blasts him for it. He doesn't like it. He rejects his theory.
How do you answer a question like that?
How do you answer on Rebbeinu Tam? I don't know. Rebbeinu Tam thought he had it worked. I mean, that's an intuitive question. Do you have a right to do that or not? And Rebbeinu Tam says, look, I have all these problems, all these brachas, and he has to unify them. So here's the theory. Go ahead and spell it out. Okay. I don't know. I mean, it's like that kind of theory, that kind of question isn't necessarily a knock. You know, that's an intuitive question. I mean, I would think it sounds from Rebbeinu Tam that the reason why he's saying it is because the Gemara has this whole discussion, leh, all that stuff, and then it says, Hilchas al. But he's supposed to say al. What do you mean al? The Gemara just said leh, everyone agrees leh works. So what do you mean, why is the Gemara saying al? Now it's concluding, he say al. So it must be he's saying is there's a new factor. The Hilchas al is saying there's a new factor. What's that new factor? Rebbeinu Tam is supplying it.
It's odd reading of the
Hilchasa. Usually the Hilchasa is being much. It's true. It's true, but I mean, you're right. But it shouldn't say Hilchasa al then. It should say Hilchasa al. Or whatever.
Right.
I mean, that's like, I'm just saying, it's like the little part, if you don't know where does Rebbeinu Tam get it from the Gemara, that's the little part which he hangs it on.
That's pretty little. To make up all
your own. So let's take some of these brachas. So let's see. Well, let's see if we can take the ones he goes through. So what does he say? So which ones did he do? So let's say maybe these ones. So you asked about shofar, right? Someone asked about shofar. So shofar, he says, he explains, the Rosh explains. It's funny, the Rebbeinu Tam said, said by shofar it's instantaneous. But the Rosh says, because the real mitzvah of shofar is to do it, I'll say there are brachas. Okay, to do it with the brachas. So he's saying, what's he saying? To get say with the davening. Well, so I think he's just saying it straight, is that the mitzvah, you see that shofar is incorporated into the tefillah. And it says, Ki ata Hashem, it's Shomea and the Bracha, I think. Shomea kol truas amo Yisrael brachamim. Who hears the voice of the trua of Kal Yisrael with mercy. So you see that the Bracha itself is like, shofar is din of tefillah. It's a kind of a tefillah in shofar. Through shofar. It's part of the shofar is like it's a tefillah. And it's incorporated into the tefillah. Okay, whatever philosophical idea. But notice, shofar is a part of, it's incorporated in as a part of the tefillah. So it's not just an action of blowing shofar, hearing shofar, but it's a whole involvement in incorporating the shofar into using the shofar as a vehicle of your tefillah of the yom. Okay, and that's why you're building it into the tefillah. It's not, so it's true there's an action of blowing shofar. But the key of shofar is really, so he says, is al seder abrachos. I mean, it's really, is using the shofar in as a vehicle of the tefillah. It's a part of the tefillah sayam. Like Rosh Hashanah is a day of tefillos and machias, chonos, and shofros, and you're building the shofar into the tefillah sayam. So it's not just an action. If it were an isolated action, that's why it's like you get the impression because the ones before the davening, you just blow 30 kolos instantaneously. You know, rip them off 30 kolos. So it sounds like 30 blow, and that's it. That's the mitzvah. But he says the real mitzvah, should we do that? But the real mitzvah is really the one in davening. And that's not just the instantaneous. It's 30 things, but you delay it, right? I mean, it's simple shot. It's delayed. I mean, you don't say that much. It's just, it's delayed. You have a 10 now, 10 5 minutes later, 10 5 minutes later. So that's not one ma'isa.
That's
delayed. So what unites them is that Gavra is involved in tefillah and using shofar in his tefillah. So therefore, that's not a delay. We can say, all means on this very action. What action? These 5 minutes? No, but it's the Gavra's involving himself in shofar and tefillah. It's an involvement of the Gavra in shofar. And that's the essence of the mitzvah. I mean, it could be Rabbeinu Tam is, I mean, I don't know, but you have to see it. It sounds like Rabbeinu Tam says al. I mean, it could be you have to look into the sugya, but maybe because the first ones really would be al. If you're just going by the first 30, you know, then really it is out.
Yeah, factually, are you Yotze?
Yeah, that's a question. I mean, Yotze with the first 30. Yeah, that's, you have to get into that sugya there. I mean, the first 30, Larvi, Asasatan, it's a whole complicated thing there. But I mean, you have to get into that. But I'm just wondering, maybe the question is, are you Yotze with the first ones, or you are, but do you say, you're making the bracha on those, though. You know what I mean? That's what's interesting. It's like, when do you say the bracha on the first ones? So it could be many times you can say, look, those, that's when you're making the bracha, and these really are the Maisa Mitzvah. Now, there's an additional thing to involve a fun. That's an additional thing, but the mitzvah itself, you see, is just a ma'isa mitzvah. But the Rosh could all know that since the real kiyum is through the shofar, the tefillah, it's true you're saying the bracha now, but you want to reflect the nature of the real nature of the full nature of the mitzvah is really to be as part of an involvement of the gavra in tefillah. I mean, something like that. I mean, I think it would be to really get further in there, it would be worth. I mean, Rebbeinu Tam doesn't talk at all, he just throws it in his list. So, I mean, we know what the Rosh is holding, because he spells out why shofar is that way. Rebbeinu Tam, you know, but that's why it could be it's not a problem, is because Rebbeinu Tam and the Rosh, maybe, I'm sensing, I didn't look at this, maybe in shofar
they argue there.
Because why is the Rosh explaining Rebbeinu Tam different than Rebbeinu Tam? But the Rosh likes Rebbeinu Tam's theory about brachos, but that doesn't mean he's going to plug it into his understanding of the different mitzvahs. And you'll see, it sounds like there are discrepancies. I mean, you see, in Tefillin they talk a little bit different. The Rosh is not just quoting Rebbeinu Tam, but he likes Rebbeinu Tam's theory, but the Rosh is his own guy, and he's going to plug it into his worldview. I mean, the theory about brachos he agrees with, but now how it applies to every different mitzvah, that he has to explain in his framework. But he's quoting Rebbeinu Tam because he's going with Rebbeinu Tam's theory. It's Rebbeinu Tam's theory about brachos. So that's why I would sense, if to go further with this, I'd look in the broad theory of shofar and see what the... I mean, I know these things are discussed about, you know, but look at my shofar and see if you find the Rosh Hashanah Tam issue there. It's good to support. It's like Yom Trua. The day is a day of shofar. So you see, it's a whole, the Torah calls it, it's a day. It's not just an action. And as you see, it's a whole involvement. It's not just an action, a fixed action. But, so how about this? So let's take it. The next thing is, let's see what's hanging. Maybe we'll leave some questions for tomorrow. So the first thing we have to explain is Ner Chanukah. Ner Chanukah is not so easy, because Ner Chanukah, you say the second you light it. So the Rebbeinu Tam is trying to address that. Right, I mean, Rebbe Tam in the Sefer in this copy is a little more wordy than the Rosh. The Rosh just treats it like, of course. But I mean, that we have to explain, because on the surface it's not. There's no delay. You have to right away. So it's true. You have to put enough oil, but who cares? The action is, you'll say, it blows out the second you do it. So what kind of delay? There's no delay. The Rebbe Tam, I think, or the Ramban didn't like that. He didn't buy that answer. But what's his idea here? That's one. Hanukkah. Then what else do we have to do here? Oh, the difference between Hallel and Megillah. The difference in Hallel and Megillah. Right, because in Hallel you have these gaps. Right? Then you have, then we have to do the second answer by Megillah. Let's take that up also, how about?
Which one?
You know what? Let's see here. Let's try to do tefillin. I'm able to do tefillin. So do Chanukah, then the difference between Hallel and the Megillah. The first answer about Hallel and Megillah. The second answer about Hallel is a different answer, it seems. So let's leave that for a little later. And the Rosh. Rosh gives two answers by Hallel. And then I guess we could do this tefillin thing. It's tefillin. And tefillin is the Rosh, and the Rain of Time seems to be a little different than the Rosh and tefillin. And then if we have time, I mean, try to get the rest of the points here, you know? The rest of the points here, the Rosh Hashanah and Tom. But basically in that order. Because you have Lach Nisa, by Bris also you have to get into. Bris. The Tozer made a parrots I photocopied, by the way, is on Bris. You can look at that. That's kind of interesting. I think it might be, somebody explains, I think, what Rosh Hashanah and Tom means a little bit. But, fine. Okay, so I guess we'll do that. So hopefully, it should take us another day or two here in Rebbeinu Tam, and then the Rosh brings down the Riva. The Riva is another theory. He's similar to the Ran, but not quite. Okay, so then the Riva.